This is 3D, up close and personal.
I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
I'm Daryl.
On episode 7, Older Men with Younger Women, part 1, they discussed appearance, age gap, and the aging process, sense of security, knowledge, and education, financial and leadership, health and living together, trust, sex and climaxing, lousy lovers, plus marriage. For the new listeners, we suggest you listen to part 1 first. Now here's part 2 of Older Men with Younger Women from 3D, up close and personal.
What about children? Like, for instance, I'll just say a younger woman, she's like 25, 30, and the guy's 50, and she's got 2 kids. He has no kids, or he has kids, and they're grown.
Okay. I mean, what's the question, though? What's the dynamics on that?
I think that confuses the hell out of everybody, because you got the older kids from the man thinking that they almost the same age, or brother, sister, peers with the wife, and you got the little kids from the wife looking at the older husband as if he's the grandfather rather than the father.
I never looked at it that way.
That's like a soap opera.
It does.
Not soap operas anymore. That's old school, that an older man will be talking to a younger woman. But now they call them daytime drama. She had mentioned about an old soul, a younger woman, an older man. The woman was an old soul. She's more mature and she can adapt to this older guy. I've met a woman, this woman was like in her 20s in the southern state. Her accent and her voice sound like an old woman was inside. I mean, young woman, her name was Jack. She worked at a gas station. And I said, Jackie, I need you. She's like, hell, you ain't the first man to say they needed me. She looked young, but she sounded old.
Jared, you are the most animated storyteller I've ever met.
You know what? We got to keep it moving. This is 3D, up close and personal. People fall asleep. I was listening. I fell asleep. They telling me bedtime story.
Wake up, people!
Yeah.
I appreciate it. The older guy brings this young woman to his parents if his parents are still living. Or relative.
Mom, this is Mary. Mary, this is my mom. Say hello to my mother.
Now, if the guy has a track record of younger women, there's no biggie to them. They say that's what he do. He like young girls. He like young ladies. Mm-hmm. The thing is, if the woman has good parents, she's a younger woman, and the daddy is the same age of her boyfriend, that could be challenging when they go home to a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner.
I had one I was talking to, man. I was older than her daddy. Yes.
Did you meet her dad?
Yeah. He was real cool. we didn't stay together, but I was just reminiscing. Awkward.
You should have lived out of Ringsall. Let's stay together. It might have worked. Every relationship needs a theme song.
Oh, man. That relationship definitely had a life, man.
When you was dating the older man in your experience, Danielle, how did the parents look at you when he brought you home?
You know what? They didn't really say anything. They seemed nice to me. Actually, I've been dealing with them for a long time. They lived out of town, so I guess that makes a big difference. At that point, it's like, what are you going to do? You're like, I don't like you. You've already been with my son for 3 years and I haven't even met you. I don't think it's really an issue with an older man bringing home a younger woman unless she's super young. They probably won't say nothing at the time to you in your face. But they'll probably say something when you leave.
Right. The thing is, if the younger woman is mature, like says, okay, she's 25, but mentally she's 35, and she can hold the conversation, they'd be like, you know what, she's young, but I like her. She got a head on her shoulder. But I mean, if she's kind of airy and she's inexperienced, they'd be like, where'd you find her at? And then I'd be telling them, she found me.
You got a good point. You make a good point.
The younger woman, if she's got friends in her age group, just say she's 25, and she's got friends in her age group, and then they meet her older man, they might be. I wrote a song years ago. It's called What Do You See in Him?
What do you see in him?
He's my man.
What do you see in him?
We never
understand. The woman say, that's my man. They say, we still don't understand. She went through the whole song explaining all his good qualities. They say, we still don't understand. We don't get it. What are you seeing in this person?
Love is blind.
Or sometimes we choose not to see.
It's true.
Or it can be either way.
Sometimes blind, deaf is dumb.
And the relationship when it's new and it's hot, you know, sometimes if an older man is if he's in physical fitness, if his health is up to decent where he can perform.
Honey, can you handle this?
And he can please her.
And she's back for seconds.
Because the thing is, A man can be physically fit, but is he conscious? All the intimacy is the communication. Play the Spice Girls. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. You can understand. Rub me like this, touch me like this. God, think I had five women. I did it this way. They all was happy.
Yes.
Or they all lied to me, one or two. According to the statistics that you're reading. Oh, yeah, it was good. You lied to me?
Damn.
Now, I remember one time this woman told me I was lousy.
She didn't say that.
Man, I ain't never heard I was lousy.
I was caught up in my feelings. I had to do self-talk. I said to myself, Albert Pujols struck out.
Strike three.
But he's still a great baseball player.
Every lover has different tastes. I mean, you may have been, you know, phenomenal. You have been fantastic with the five people before. What worked nicely on one person maybe don't work nicely on the other person. And then you got to go back to school and get re-educated on what is it going to take to please this person that I'm with this time. If you think about staying around and the couple don't rush into sex and talk first, it seems they want to get to know each other. I mean, because sometimes the sex might be great, but they have clashes. If they only stay around for like what they call a casual encounter, then they don't get a chance to know each other. They stay around each other. I don't know. She cool in the bed, but otherwise than that, I'm like, I'm good on earth.
Right.
Yeah. People cannot rush into bed. Like when you're meeting somebody, you know, when you meet somebody, you should spend at least an hour and a half and 2 hours really getting to know somebody before you start jumping into bed. No, I'm kidding. That's the subject for another podcast.
No doubt. Because of the age gap, what is she like? Oh, she might like clubs. You like going to the bar where it's more laid back. She want to be in clubs in the crowd. She might like an outdoor free concert. You don't want all them crowds. But I mean, communication is going to be key. This is going to wrap it up with this episode of 3D Up Close and Personal. I'm David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Gerald.
3D Up Close and Personal would like to thank all the listeners out there.
We have a new episode released every week.
We are on 16 different platforms and listenership in 7 countries. 3D Up Close and Personal is produced by
Parks Media Group, PMG.
2025 all rights reserved. Additional music is provided by Yumi Multimedia Group, LLC. 2025 all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe.
And share.